קטע מספר אחת, לקוח מתוך מאמרו של הרבש, לאיזה דרגה האדם צריך להגיע, שלא יצטרך
להתגלגל. What is the degree one should achieve in order not to have to reincarnate? All of the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon, for after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar called Zihara Ila'a, or upper radiance, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces.
Yes.
Excerpt number 2. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. Baal HaSulam, letter 4. Excerpt number 3 from Rabash's article Love of Friends, part 1. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What are you seeking? Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends.
Excerpt number 4 from Rabash, Purpose of Society 1. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, we should be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal. For the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us.
Continue.
Exit number 5 from Rabash, Love of Friends 2. Rabash says, by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person has. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to take on a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of others, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
Both eyes, it's not something pleasant.
Excerpt number 6. Rabash writes in his essay, The Need for Love of Friends. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends. Since views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them, each is mingled with the powers of the other. By that, each person in the group has the power of the entire society. For this reason, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the entire group.
Each one adds.
Exit number 7 from Maor Vashemesh, the portion of Vayechi. The main purpose of the assembly is for all to be united as one, and for everyone to try to find only one purpose, to discover the Creator. In each 10, divinity dwells. Certainly, if there are more than 10, then surely there's a greater revelation of divinity. Thus, each and every one will join his friend and come to hear from him something concerning the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. And he shall annul himself before his friend, and his friend will do likewise towards him, and they shall all do so. Naturally, when the aim of the assembly is such, necessarily the Creator brings himself closer to them and dwells with them, and great mercies and kindness are revealed and extend towards the assembly of Israel.
Continue.
Exit number 8 from Rabash, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend too. Those people who agree to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends, it's because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views. So they will receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages: as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those people who agreed among themselves to unite in a group realized that there isn't such a great distance of views between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Excerpt number 9 from Rabash, the agenda of the assembly 2. It's written, according to, in the multiple of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King.
10:2, written at exit 10.
Excerpt number 10 from Assorted Rules, Likutei Halachot. The ascension of the soul and its completeness is mainly when all the souls merge and become one, for then they rise to Kedusha. Since the Kedusha is one, therefore the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of souls. For this reason, a prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that one will not be separated and alone, as this is the opposite of Kedusha. Rather, we must unite the holy congregation together and become one. And this is a prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue, for there the souls gather. This is the completeness of the prayer.